celebrities to the left of me and the right of me. In the cypher we passing bottles round and lighting weed. I was hyped to be there with millionaires, cause I perceived that the life they lead was the life of boy was I deceived. On the outside it seemed like they lived the life of kings, but the finer things they own were a disguise to keep my eyes from seeing behind the scenes. On the surface I can see their diamonds gleam, but the deeper I looked I can see they were empty inside like me. The accessories they possessed meant success to me, but they weren't content with these riches. They smoked excessively just to see if the eye would numb the pain inside is festering. Yes, it seemed like they were depressed, cause money could not set them free. One of them knew IMC, he privately pulled me aside and he dropped some jewels and gave this advice to me. Like, I know your dream, I'm blowing up and getting paid, but when you reach the top, you only see that it's a really long way.
That's where you won't be. But what you don't see is that the people on top that are living your dreams ain't happy there, cause what they all see is a long way down. It's a long way down. It's a long way down, it's a long way down.
You just see the jewels glistening, the crowns from the top. They see the distance to the ground and it's a long way down. My homie line, I found the Lord and preached the gospel to. Me on the daily, but selfish ambitions will stop the root. From sprouting into a tree that bear lots of fruit. He seen me chasing this dream and the deal with Shady Records looked possible. So he had this frenzy, left the music industry to put her time and energy into God in his ministry. He figured if she told me what really goes on behind the scenes, I might realize the music business nothing like it seems. See, Lana's friend was Pam from Total. She was global for her vocal, signed with Puff the Music Mogul. We met a badass, she told us about all the evil she seen in the industry and with some artists that people esteem. She said she thought the money would complete this emptiness in her heart. She was wrong, but when she met Jesus, she felt so fulfilled. She told Diddy that he could keep the fame. She had reached the top to only realize it's a really long way.
That's where you won't be. What you don't see is that the people on top that are living your dreams ain't happy there, cause what they all see is a long way down. It's a long way down. It's a long way down. It's a long way down.
You just see the jewels glistening, the crowns from the top. They see the distance to the ground and it's a long way down. Look at their videos, you see them driving lavish rides, wearing jewels with diamonds that shine so bright they can damage eyes. $100 bills in a rubber band and they stack them high. Models all around, they expose themselves to attract the guys. We fantasize about this like they glamorize, cause they look satisfied, but that's a lie, cause the cameras hide the truth that underneath the glamour lies. A normal man that tries to fill his empty heart with all these riches, but he can't, it cries. The fame temporarily gratifies, but once the status high wears off, they back to asking why. Can't they be totally happy, but see the fact that God reserved that spot for him and nothing else can fill that gap inside. Only he can fill that spot, through Christ will be fulfilled. You can get the sweetest deal and reap a meal, each week and steal nothing. He'll die and meet the Lord, he gon' say, money was your God a choice, so bye-bye, it's a long way.
I struggle to find you sometimes, and in those moments when everything gets quiet like this, I let my heart climb up my throat's ladder and whisper prayers to the air of the ceiling, hoping you'll knock over a cup or push over a plate, anything to let me know that you're still there.
More music at gospelmetrics.com.